When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. It is hump day, which is like one of my most favorite days of the week, mostly because I get to listen to myself yet again. I have a really fun guest, and I learned about you on Watch What Happens Live. Yeah, with Brent. I have Tyler Cameron, and we were just talking about how the trolls were out to play, because when I had Brent on, I said it was very random that you were from Florida. And are they called Floridians?
Yeah, Floridians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Floridians came for me. First of all, hi, how are you?
Doing great. Great to be here.
We just shove it right in, no lube here.
Yeah, that's great.
You love
great.
It?
Spit on it, let's roll.
Oh my God. Spit on it.
Down and dirty. Sweat. I love it. Oh, I'm blushing.
All right, we're running. All right.
A boy hasn't made me blush in a long time.
All right. Well, you need to be around more Floridians.
Oh,
look at him go.
I don't know about that. Maybe just you.
Okay.
Why? You were telling me if I learned who was from Jupiter, Florida, it wouldn't be so random.
Yeah, no, I think Jupiter has like completely exploded in like recent years. Like Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Venus, Serena, like every golfer you could think of lives there. Nick Saban just bought a house. Like a lot of NFL coaches live there. Like some, like Celine Dion used to live there. Like Jupiter's a crazy place.
Wow. Where in Florida is this located?
Just above Palm Beach.
Oh, money. So it's like fabulous.
It's fabulous. Yes.
Don't they have amazing golf courses up there too?
Amazing golf courses. We have like the best intercoastal waterways, like the best boating.
I love all of those things.
Mm-hmm. You like it?
I would love it because coming from Utah, that's very random.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm allowed to tell someone like, whoa, where you're from is random because when you come from Utah, it's like.
Or you should just get out of LA more.
Or I should get out of LA more. I've been here 10 years and it's suffocating. You spend a lot of time here?
No.
You're so lucky.
I like to think so.
Why don't you spend a lot of time here? Do you spend a lot of time in New York?
LA is great. I think it's grown on me. Mm-hmm. My first experience here was awful. They put me like in a hotel for like 3 months in downtown LA.
Why? What were you doing? I was shooting a show,
like a Quibi show back in the day.
Okay.
And so I was like, well, I don't ever want to live in this place ever again, you know? But I think in recent years, I've had some friends from back home move to like Venice Beach and stuff like that. And like hanging around those areas, I can get down with that more.
Totally. Mm. Yeah, the West Side is where it's at. But we were talking about how you used to go, you call it Zion. I call it Zion. You wrote about that place in your book, which is in Southern Utah.
Yep.
I have never been.
It's crazy. You're from there.
I'm from
you
there.
You have a place apparently in St. George's, like right around the corner. Like, what are you doing?
Right around the corner. And people always ask me about all of these great places in Utah. The skiing, I feel like where you're from, that's where I should have been. Because I just want to be on a boat and cover myself in sunscreen every single day.
You would have thrived.
I would have thrived. We'll never know.
Never know.
Unless we get married and have babies.
All right, well.
Which then I'll make you sign something that says you must go away after. Is that okay?
That's a deal. I think it might be positive for our relationship if it goes that way.
He's down.
Okay. He's down. So you first stepped onto this scene. Were you the bachelor or were you a contestant?
Contestant.
What was that like for you?
It was a blast. Like, I see a lot of stuff about how hard reality television can be. And I think it takes a special person to get into that space and really do it. For me, it was a lot of fun. Like, I don't take myself too seriously. I have fun. And it was me and a bunch of dudes in a house playing spades every day, drinking beer, having fun. And we get to talk to a girl every now and then. And we get to try and build a relationship with her, like, and travel the world. Like, what's not cool or fun about that?
Right. I think the hardest part would be getting out of that limo.
Oh, yeah. I blacked out.
You did?
Yeah. When I came out of that limo, I had no idea. Like, I had this whole thing I was going to say. I remember I was like, I traveled all these miles just to see you smile. Like, some corny shit like that, you know?
No!
So they don't give you what you have to say?
They try to help you, you know, so you don't completely, like, look like a complete bore, you
right.
know? And so I had that whole line. I was the last person to go. So I watched everybody go. I watched everybody do their thing. It was like 12:30 by the time I got to go. And I still came out there and like blacked out. I'm like had no idea what I was saying.
Oh, you lost all your game?
No, never lose my game. But
never that.
It went to robot mode. It just kept going.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because some of those moments are cringy. Like, I have to be honest, I've never watched The Bachelor or Bachelorette. I watched the first episode of The Golden Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Mom, if this guy appeared in your life, I would be totally fine calling him stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's amazing. But some of those women coming out, I'm like, this feels like the hardest part. And it was like a little cringy. But because they're like kind of older, it's sweet.
But so like, here's the thing. I think like when you come out, they're going to give you some crazy ideas to do, you know. And some people, they pitch them to and they come out looking like an idiot. And mm-hmm. like, it's on you to say yes or no to things. And okay. I think you try and balance this line of like, I'm trying to do good by the producers because you think they're going to help you stay on and stay alive longer, you know?
Right.
So like the producers will come up with me with ideas all the time. Like, you should do this, you should do that. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. And then I'd see someone else do it. I'm like, thank God I didn't do that. And then like, they would like, let's go grab flowers. I was like, I'll do that. Like, that's something I would do, you know?
Yeah.
And so, but I guess maybe I was a little bit of a bore to them, but because I didn't do all the crazy dumb stuff they wanted me to do. I would do some funny shit, but like wouldn't have to do with her.
But okay. You made it pretty far, right? This was Hannah Brown's season, by the way,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't watch, but I've seen clips from, and that was a great season. You made it to...
I was number two.
Number two. Got it.
Oh, you didn't... Do they give roses on The Bachelorette?
Yes.
So you just didn't get the rose?
I didn't get the last one.
Why do you think that was?
I think... I don't think she believed... I think we really liked each other a lot. I think she... I was always the like kind of the guy coming from behind. Like the guy she had, the relationship was always a strong relationship from the start. And our relationship didn't get stronger towards the end. And probably because I was a little bit shy at first.
Okay.
Like I didn't speak to her for like the first 2 days.
Really?
Yeah. And then I don't know, when it comes to like crazy settings, I kind of like take a step back and then like I introduce myself slowly.
Oh, you retreat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you signed up to do that show, like, were you looking for love? Like, how old were you?
I was looking for an adventure. Mm. I was 26.
So you were, how old are you now?
30.
Okay. So you were a baby then. You're still kind of a baby now.
Mm-hmm.
Men mature much differently than women.
I'd say I agree with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think most people would. So you were looking for an adventure. You didn't know if you'd find love, but you were just kind of throwing it to the universe.
Yeah, exactly. And like, it was it happened and I started like this girl on the show, then great, I chased it. And that's what did happen. Like, I really did like this girl. I think there could have been a future and I chased it, you know, and I gave her my all, gave the show my all. I just put it like, I don't like to do anything calculated or contrived. Like, I just, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do something 100%.
I love that. Commitment.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find.
It is.
Do they allow men or women to be a contestant if they have been married before and have children?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Cuz that can get sticky.
It can.
Right?
Well, that's good TV, isn't it?
It's great TV, exactly. But I feel like if I'm going on to a show, whether I'm competing or I'm making the choice, like I'm not doing that for any other reason than I have tried to find love and it's just not happening.
I think I've heard of like engagements being broken off to go on the show, or like people like to like getting like in the middle of a divorce going on the show. Like, I think things like that have happened.
I'm sure. That's
crazy.
And don't they bring them on? This, you don't have to confirm or deny this because it might be a little spicy of a question, but I've heard that they really pry into your life before casting you officially on the show. I'm talking like bank account, like...
Oh, they do like, do they do a background check?
They talk to your relatives.
They didn't do my bank account. They would have got rid of me quick.
Wait,
like,
really?
Yeah, like $200 to my name. Like, I would have not been the guy for that.
Really? Like credit checks, all that. They don't.
No.
Wow.
They do like a deep dive, like making sure you haven't done any like serious crimes or done anything wrong like that. But yeah, I was broke as a joke going on that show. I was like, yeah, I'm a general contractor. I got my license.
Yeah.
I haven't made a dollar doing it yet. I was in the middle of building my first house.
Well, that's great for people to know. You don't have to be rich to go. Like, you can just be like an average Tyler to go on the show.
Average Tyler.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So where are you at now with love? Are you searching for it? Are you in a relationship?
I'm definitely putting myself back out there and dating and, you know, but I'm doing it back home. Like, I'm doing it in Jupiter.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I've kind of built my whole world. Ever since COVID happened, I came back to Jupiter. I was living in New York City and came back to Jupiter and I kind of just settled down there and like realized like this is where I need to be, not want to be, but I need to be here for just like my own sanity. And like, I need to work every day. I need to have a job. Like, I have my construction company again. I have restaurants. I have my foundation. So like, I'm always doing something.
Damn.
Every day. And if I was in like New York or LA, I'd just be waiting for the next gig or the next job. And I couldn't do it.
Right.
I would be in the streets.
And you just because I creeped your Instagram, you just bought a house to flip, right?
Yep.
That's cool. So mm-hmm. you're doing that under your construction company?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm probably going to live in it for a few years, but it's my next project. I just did 9 renovations this
wow.
past year.
Wow.
I was just going to ask him. So,
that's yeah. a lot.
Yeah, it was a beast. Kicked my ass.
And then what's your foundation?
I started a foundation to honor my mother. She passed away right before COVID happened. And so now we give out full scholarships to students, and we do some community redevelopment that we're about to dive into. But we just added up. We've given out $175,000 in scholarships wow. in the past 2 wow. years. We have 5 girls now under full scholarship. 2 our first girls are like 3/4 of the way on scholarship.
Wow.
And so this year we're hoping to give 10 more kids full tuition.
And what are like the guidelines? Is there something that they have to follow in order to get the scholarship?
Well, you know, I made it so like someone like me can get it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I was no good student. So like you got to have like a 3.0, which is like a B average, you know? But community service, be a leader, and interview well. And
that's so incredible.
Yeah. So that's my pride and joy.
Well, as it should be. That's really amazing. I was never great in school. Can I tell you? Like, first of all, I don't listen. I'm listening to you. But like you put me in a school setting and I check out.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you ask me to read something and then retain what I read, that's just, when someone tells me they went to college, I'm like, so you can retain knowledge. And I respect that.
Yeah.
Did you go to college?
Yeah, I did.
Where'd you go?
I went to Wake Forest undergrad and then FAU for grad school.
Amazing.
But I was never like a good student. I just like learned to be. I had to because I wanted to play football and that was my dream.
Oh, you're a football player.
I was, yeah.
You were.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play college ball?
Played college ball.
Okay.
Got cut by the Ravens twice. Then I got hurt trying to go back into the league, and that was it.
You got it there.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you auditioned, or whatever it's auditioned called, for the Ravens.
I did my little dance for them.
Cheerleading.
Yeah.
Easton and I grew up in a household that...
Football was it.
Are you guys brother or sister?
Yeah, this is my brother.
Okay.
The Ravens, because I was obsessed with Ray Lewis.
The man.
So we grew up in a household where it was like we were Utahns who were like, go Ravens. How random is that?
You guys call yourself Utahns?
I think so, do we?
That's even stranger than Floridians.
I don't love Utahns.
It is a Utah. In fact, there was a point in time where I said my next baby was going to be named Utah, and then I presented this to my friends, and they were all like, no. Veto that name.
I like the name.
I do too.
Isn't it kind of sick?
I think, isn't there a movie with, what's his name? The guy from Dirty Dancing.
Where he was named
Swayze,
that?
Patrick?
Swayze. Yeah. And then is the guy who everyone loves. I think his name was like Johnny Utah.
Yes, that is absolutely
correct. What's that movie?
Correct. I don't know the movie, but I
Point
know
Break.
It.
Point Break.
There we go.
Yes.
Yeah. There
See,
we go.
So someone did make it cool, but yeah. My friends didn't dig it. Do you want children?
Yeah, I want a lot of them.
A lot?
You want to like create a football team?
Yeah, I need that's a lot. That's 11 players. A
basketball team.
Yeah. So I need to start in 5. I need a basketball team.
Basketball team.
Yeah.
Okay, and when you think about your life, right? Everything mm-hmm. that's happened so far. Is there someone that you have in mind where you're like, this is the girl that will forever be the one that got away? Like if timing would have been different or if we could have just changed this.
No, I'm glad they all went away.
Really?
Look at that.
Good riddance.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm glad they all went away.
Really?
Because when I look back now, I'm like, thank God it didn't work out because I wouldn't be where I am today.
Yeah.
I think every rejection or failure, like, it's all gotten me to a better place.
Wow, I really didn't expect you to say that.
There's no one that I'm like, damn, I wish, you know, no. And I've gone back and tried to check those boxes, and those boxes don't check.
Really?
Yeah.
The math don't math.
The math ain't mathing no more.
So then what are you looking for, Tyler? What's your ideal? What you're talking about checking boxes, that made me think of, do you have a list?
No, it's not necessarily a list. I live in Jupiter, Florida. Like, I'm going to live there my whole life. Like, unless you have some crazy life that's going to uproot me and something it's going to blow whatever I have away, you know, that's going to be a lot to take me out of Jupiter. Because I love my town. I love my people. I love my community. I want to be the high school football coach of Jupiter High School.
Like, that is fucking adorable.
That's dope.
That's sweet.
Yeah. It's what made me, and I always want to be around it. You know, I got my family there. So someone that wants to being Jupiter is part of it, you know? And it's kind of hard to find somebody you're dating in New York or LA that wants to do that. It sounds good when you're 40 or 50, but not when you're in your 20s and 30s.
Is that a make or break?
Kind of. It's not really necessarily a make or break. Like, I'll date outside of it, you know? But I know now, because I have all my work in Jupiter, all my focus in Jupiter, it's hard to really date or talk. Like, I feel bad talking to anybody outside of Jupiter because I don't give it as much. If it's not in my face, I can't really do much with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, long distance is very, very hard.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say you find this girl who's like, go Jupiter, never want to leave, got it tatted on my back. What else does she have to bring to the table besides living in Jupiter?
You know, I think the one mantra I live by is like, through love, serve one another. And someone who's just like willing to go out and serve and help and take care of, you know, whether it's the kids, you know, the community, whoever it is ready to go, ready to help. But then also someone who's ready for adventure. I love to go. I love to be out. And then, I don't know, I just want someone to build something with, you know. I want someone to be alongside of me when I'm renovating these houses and building this business and trying to do these things. Like, that's what I want.
I love that.
That's beautiful.
Does she have to want a lot of kids?
No. I mean, I'll always have as many kids as I'm allowed to have.
Okay.
You know?
But then I'll probably start adopting.
Oh. That's going to take a very special woman to be like, I'll only pop out two and then you can adopt as many as you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm over here. I only want to claim the two.
All right.
And then does she need to work? Does she need to have a job, or could she be like a stay-at-home wife and mama?
She can be whatever she wants to be passionate about. I think if you want to be a stay-at-home mama, be the best stay-at-home mom there is. If you want to work, be the best work and whatever, you know, it is. I think if you don't do anything, if you don't have passion or anything, you're going to live a lifeless life. And I think then you start looking to your partner for life, and that's a terrible place to be. And so if they want to work, be the best you can be, and I'll support it. If you want to be a mom, be the best mom you can be, and I'll support it.
You're so cute.
Yeah.
You're like so cute, hands. And you're so, the way you speak and sitting on that couch, I'm looking at you, and I'm like, you know who you'd be great with? Bryn.
I knew I knew y'all were coming.
Easton's about to cut you. Easton's going to cut you.
Why didn't this
no,
work out?
I agree.
Are you pursuing Bryn? Is she pursuing you? Or is it just like you guys are chilling? I'm really asking
I think we're chilling.
Questions.
We're okay. chilling right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like, you just text and stuff?
Well, I mean, we talked a little bit once, like, we had all the wild run. But like I said, it's so hard for me to keep
it's
up.
And like,
it's because I'm buried with work. I'm buried with everything I'm doing back home. I can't give anyone what they deserve, truly.
And she don't live in Jupiter.
She don't live in Jupiter.
And that's the number one on the list.
That's number one on the list. You got to be ready to come home, you know?
She didn't even make the first point, first checkoff.
No.
But no, she is incredible. And I loved, like, doing that show with Brendan, getting to know Brendan. Like, we had drinks and stuff afterwards. We had a lot of fun. And, like, Brendan's a great girl.
She's great.
Brendan could be that person, you know? But,
yeah,
you know, like I said, like, I haven't given anything any energy unless it's, like, around me or in front of me, just because I'm swamped.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like, at all. I can podcast in comfort. And for me, that means wearing my new favorite, super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
You've got a lot to be swamped by. I mean, you're on Special Forces this season. And by the way, I just watched last season and my jaw was on the floor. I'm like, number one, this show is so good. For a second, it was a turnoff because I had never heard of Special Forces. And then it was like Special Forces, Tom Sandoval. And I was like, ugh, you know, I don't know about this. But then I watched the first season and was like, this is so good, and became obsessed. And you guys are what, 2-3 episodes into your season?
Tonight will be our third episode.
Oh my God, I can't wait to watch. Okay, when this came to you, had you seen the show before? Did you know what you were getting into?
So they came to me about like a week and a half before we're supposed to leave for the show. And they're like, yeah, we want you to do this show. And I was into it. Like I just got done working on like a big project and I was beaten up. I was like, all right, this will be like a vacation for me. And because every time I get like these chances to go do like these shows, I'm like, this is fun. This is not work, you know? And so I was like, all right, I'm out. I'll go do this show. My agent was like, no, I don't think you should do it. It's a competition show. You don't want to be known for doing competition shows all the time. And I was like, all right, well, let me watch the show and let me get back to you. Watch the show. I was like, this is easy. I got this. Like, this is just Hollywood, foo-foo. This ain't going to be that hard. Told my agent, like, we talked the next day. We kind of got a whole different opinion about the show after seeing it. Like, it's not a competition show. It's not that. It's a completely different genre. And so when I said yes, I was like, yeah, I mean, it's not going to be that hard either. Like, it's just foo-foo Hollywood, L.A. Like, they just drive around in cars. They're not really running. They're not really actually doing hard stuff. I was fucking wrong. It's the hardest damn thing I've ever did. And I was a football guy. Like, I've done crazy training. I've, you know, gone to where I puked and they killed me and all these things. Nah, this was a whole nother level.
Wait. It's insane. I'm obsessed with this season, by the way. Absolutely obsessed. And I'm blown away by, like, JoJo C was on it, Savannah Chrisley, Dez Bryant. I'm not going to spoil anything for anyone, but I'm already shocked at who's gone home and who's stayed and who's, like, really done amazing at the challenges. Because you see a show like this, you watch season one, and I'm like, oh, the strong men are going to come out on top. That's just how it's going to be. It's all about strength. But it's not.
It's the women who power through and dominate.
Well, let's be real. Yeah. I mean, women push life out of their cookies. All right? So
y'all have a mental engine that just doesn't stop.
Right? Of course.
And this is a mental game from what I've seen. Like, there's some things that you got to go through, but, like, a lot of it is mental toughness and health. Like,
it's 95% mental.
Yeah. Like,
you would
what
say
you
it's
can
90-
do to endure it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mentally.
Because only reason why you want to quit at things, like, because the physical stuff is hard, it's because your mind's quitting. But what the staff shows you and teaches you is, there's so much more in the tank than you ever put out there. And, like, they've got, like, I can't wait for everyone to see next episode because they've gotten more out of me than I've ever gotten out of myself.
Really?
Yeah. But it's because this mental limitations you put on yourself.
So this, you're talking episode 3. So by the time this airs, episode 3 will have come out, but obviously you can't spoil anything. But
who's gone home so far?
Oh,
Black China or Angela?
Angela, Tara, and Dez Bryant.
Tara Reid, Dez Bryant. That's who I was shocked on. I guess we're spoiling. I was shocked. Dez Bryant. Tara Reid, by the way, I don't know why I feel this way toward her. She seems like an angel of a human. And you helped her out, right? Like, you carried her bag. How is she in real life? Is she a sweet angel?
She is sweet. You know, and I feel like she's had just the hardest time, you know, in Hollywood, and I feel like it's a machine. It chews you up, spits you out, you know. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she's suffered through a lot of bullying, a lot of, you know, it's hard. I think we've all been through these moments in the light where the people come after you,
right?
You know, and she's probably had it way more than a lot of us have.
Oh, like, the trolls are alive and well.
Yeah, and like people read that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone will tell you they don't read it. People read it, you know, mm-hmm. and that's, no matter what, that messes with your mind.
And I saw a lot of things on socials that people were saying about Tara, and I'm like, how could someone like write this about another human being? So I'm sure you got to meet a lot of people on this show. And did you have any, like going into it, were you like, oh, this person I know is going to be this way. This person, I mean, Scandoval was happening. Mm-hmm. You met him. I don't want to call him Scandoval because he's not Scandoval. Sandoval. I'm like getting all tongue-tied. Did you know that existed? Were you balls deep in that before you got to know him?
Just a tip. I was not balls. I knew a little bit about it.
Did you get balls deep?
No. Everyone else around, I was kind of like association. I guess we were gangbanging Tom about it. You know what I mean?
Wait, did people have a lot of questions for him?
Yeah, like it was talked about a ton. You know, like just for instance, like they didn't show this part, but it was so funny. Like we are just getting on the vans to meet each other, and we're all doing intros of each other, and Tom goes, "I'm Tom Sandoval," and Jack Osborne goes, "Oh, it looks like we have a Scandoval," but then Tom kind of like, she's like, "Yep, I was involved in a scandal," and then he did, but
involved. Jack, you were the scandal. You weren't just involved, buddy.
Did Jack know?
But Jack didn't even know Sandoval was Scandoval. He just thought he just knew the word, then knew Tom Sandoval, but and like just said it to be funny, but never knew the correlation of the two.
That's hilarious. Jack Osborne is fucking hilarious, by the way. So funny. Like, also killing it. Also killing it on the show.
He was like there was like two dads of the show. Him and Bodie Miller. And those are the guys who like knew how to do survival stuff, knew how to make the fire. I was useless.
I don't know how to do anything.
So there's survival stuff coming up.
For sure.
Because we haven't, I mean, obviously it's all survival, but what we've seen so far is, I call it the cold plunge. It obviously was a lot worse than that. But you're a fit guy. Had you cold plunged before, so that challenge was like, eh?
No, I mean, that challenge sucks no matter what.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't think I could do that.
You could.
I could. I want you to go on Special Forces so bad because I think you'd shock yourself.
You're going to do it in Utah next year, they said, too. It'd be great. Homecoming.
Oh, you could go home.
Are you serious? No, you're lying. No. Okay.
Home court advantage.
Home court advantage.
No, I think you'd surprise yourself. I think a lot of people on that show will end up surprising themselves.
Do you have to tie a lot of ropes on that or no?
What do you mean?
Like anything like rope tying?
There was this one course that we had to do, and I had to, it's a sled, and we had to tie all these things to the sled, and we got to race other teams. And so I'm like, I hook my partner up to the sled. I'm tying everything up, you know?
Yeah.
And as soon as we kick off, my knots come on. Unfolded. Shit goes everywhere.
Do they teach you how
to
knot?
We go right to last place, like by far. I'm like, no. And they're just ripping me apart.
When it comes to knots, I hand it off to somebody else. Yeah.
Wait, do they teach you how to tie a proper knot before?
No, you're
they don't teach you
you
shit.
You should know how to.
You are, yeah. Thing.
Being a 30-year-old man, you should know how to tie a knot.
I think I could tie a pretty solid knot, honestly.
You think that until you have
until to. You got to wrap things around it, make things stick together.
Yeah.
What are we doing in life where we need to tie knots? Someone tells
You'd
me to
surprised.
Tie a knot, I'm going, I'm doing a bow. And that's
yeah, I got a friend who struggles with his shoelaces, and he's 38, so.
You're right.
He can't double knot it.
He's got Skechers
strap-ups. The bunny ears can fuck you sometimes.
Mm-hmm. The bunny ears can fuck you.
I'm fantastic at tying up a boat.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. You can hang in Jupiter then.
Oh, yeah. I whip that thing around like nobody's business. Mm-hmm. Is that the kind of knot you had to do?
No, I wish. Yeah. I wish I had some cleats to tie to. I'd be all right. But that wasn't the case.
What is the hardest challenge you have done so far?
That we've seen.
I don't want your team to be mad at me for spoiling anything.
The hardest things we've done so far, like episode one was the Trinasium.
Yeah.
That one I was the most scared of the whole time. And that's probably, I passed, but you're 350 feet in the air looking down over this river, walking on two metal bars. And I was so scared. Like you look down, you're disoriented. I was so scared. So I couldn't fail. Fear was more of like was what made me pass it. And I would, I blocked everything out, looked at like a little rock all the way across the mountain, and just, I mean, but I was shit in my pants.
Did you see it, La? It's horrible.
Just
horrifying.
Talking about it feels like an elephant just sat on my chest.
I don't like heights.
I'm like, I could not do that.
And then you get to the like the middle, and there's something you have to step over.
Yeah, step over a wooden plank, which like you don't look down, you can't see what you're stepping over. Oh my you know God. Where to put your foot, so you're just guessing.
And staff is, are they, because this is what I wanted to ask. They are obviously hard on you guys, but they also seem to be like guiding you and rooting for you. Are they looking at you in that challenge and being like, you got this, come on? I couldn't really tell.
Yeah, no, they're dissecting us every second of the way. Like they, okay. they're analyzing us. They talk about us. You know, they have a debrief that they do afterwards. And they just go through each person for about 30 minutes, about the whole day,
wow.
what they got to attack on this person, because they're trying to find our weaknesses. Mm-hmm. They're trying to exploit them, and they're trying to make us better for them.
Make you better. Okay.
And
yeah.
So I mean, like, yeah, I mean, they're ripping us.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you'll get a little taste of a human out of them.
That's what I see. That's what, yeah. And they're like, great job or something. And I'm like, oh, staff. Because mm-hmm. they're all like ex-Marines, ex-whatever.
And like I think one of the big driving forces for me was earning their respect.
Mm.
You know, I wanted to have their respect by the end of all this.
Did you earn it? You're not allowed to. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
No, I'm very excited. I have to ask you, do you believe in a higher power, like God, universe, whatever it may
Definitely.
Be? So when you're doing this, did you ever punt it off? Because I know you said it was more than just a competition. This was like to build you, build mm-hmm. more character, see what strength you didn't know existed. Was there a time throughout this process where you were like, I have to hand it over? Because you're a fucking athlete, right? Where you had to punt it to a higher power to be like, I literally cannot do this. And something else needs to take over.
I'm crazy and stupid enough to think I can do anything.
Okay.
You know? But there was moments in time where I'm in it and I'm just, you know, I'm struggling and you just got to figure out like your why and what's your reason for it, you know? And I think for me, a lot of my reasons why was, as I felt like since football, since coming into a little bit of fame, like I lost my edge a little bit. I lost what made me who I was. And because I got comfortable, you know, it's easy to get comfortable. And I wanted to find that dog again. Mm. And so, I mean, I was pushing myself to the brink, you know, like over and over and over again. And I do remember this, though. I was like, because there's like two ways to go out. You get hurt or you quit. And I was like running full speed down this mountain. I was like, I would not mind tripping and like breaking my collarbone right now. Like, if my leg snaps, like, ooh.
Oh, my God.
You know? But like, I that's how brutal it was.
I heard from Sandoval. I was on a gondola with him. I won't tell you why. You'll see it next season.
Was it romantic? Or?
No.
God, no, Tyler.
Someone had to ask.
Absolutely not. You got to check all the boxes, which, by the way, I have made. Side note, I've done this thing where I'm like, you know what? They have all of these things, so I'm going to let these things slide. At this point in my life, if there's even one box that you did not check, even if it's all physical, you got to go.
That's crazy.
You got to go.
He said, that's crazy.
That really yeah. is crazy.
I Why? Hear you, though.
That's what trauma will do to you.
Really?
Yeah. Where
Maybe we gotta
you
work
experience
through that.
Something, you take a 30,000-foot view on your life, and you're like, fuck it. I'll be by myself. If you don't check every box, I don't have to check every box. But you must check every box.
I guarantee the person you marry doesn't check every box.
I guarantee it, too. This is going to go away. This is mm-hmm. just this is just
this
temporary.
Is in the
I know you feel like it's not, but it
all
is.
All right, here we go. You all are psychoanalyzing me again and doing all the things. This is what I'm saying. I would never, ever touch that.
I hate when people talk about boxes. Because I think you got to be open to everything.
Except when you've been open to everything and you're like, then you look at your life and you're like, you know, being open to everything did not quite serve me the way I thought it would.
I like a tight box.
Yeah, a tight, Easton likes
Love
a tight
a
box.
Tight box.
Like a tight box.
Wait, can I ask, because I really want to know, speaking of tight boxes, did anyone on the show hook up? Was there any, Because you're sleeping on cots next to each other. Also, though, you're in a room where you've just sweat all day.
Yeah,
I feel like
it
probably smells and it's disgusting.
Yeah, but
when
you
do you shower?
I feel like you don't know if it stinks because you all smell the same way. It's like if you eat garlic, but someone else eats garlic and it like counteracts the garlic.
I shower twice. Like
you shower twice a day.
No one's hot, right? You know? Like,
yeah. You shower twice
a day?
Period?
No, period.
Tyler, what?
Oh, is that all you're allowed or is that all
you
chose?
No, it's all we had like time and energy for.
I could.
Oh, see, I wouldn't shower like, either. If I was, I just lay in
to
bed.
To shower, you got to go outside.
Oh, I'm out
in the
already.
Freezing cold.
Yeah.
And go into this shower that's, you know, the shower actually had hot water.
Okay.
But we couldn't, no one could figure it out for the first 2 days. So once we figured out the hot water, like, that, then that was like a plus. But we'd go out and shower and then like, but you're doing it on like time when you could possibly be sleeping. And so it's like a trade-off. And like you're just going to get shitty again the next day. So what's the point?
What is the point?
Yeah. So no one hooked up. Or you can't tell us. No one hooked up. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about...
Something's telling me somebody hooked up.
I know. I feel like there's a little hanky-panky, but I guess you can't tell.
Something's telling me that the teens in the room
anything.
And we can't
okay,
don't, talk
oh,
about
okay.
it.
Well, what about fights? We can't know that either. Like... You guys are sleeping next to each other. We already saw a little tension between Brian Austin Green and Black China, a.k.a. Angela White. We saw some tension there.
Yep. That came out of nowhere.
That was
really?
Wild.
Yeah. What was it?
It was like Brian poking.
Brian was poking, and you don't poke Angela White, Black China.
No.
And she was done with it. And she's like, are you trying to step? Don't, like, she said, I'm not the one. And I said, that's Lala.
I wish that was Lala. She's a badass.
But yeah.
Yeah.
There was some. So are we going to see more drama? Maybe.
You know, there's probably some drama here. Okay. There's probably bickering that I didn't really know about.
Okay.
I'm not really a drama person.
I didn't need the drama, by the way.
Yeah.
No, we don't need it.
It's enough for me to watch you 350 feet in the air walking on a tightrope. Like, mm-hmm. that is enough drama
but
for me.
I think the show... It strips everyone to their core.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of get the vulnerable, real side of them. You don't get much drama. You get more people helping each other.
Mm-hmm.
Than you get. Yeah, some people get pissed off and annoyed of each other. And, like, I got pissed off at everybody at a certain point in time. Like, yo, shut up, you know, to multiple people, you know?
Yeah, it's a mental game.
Even JoJo, who I love the most probably, like, since leaving the show, she'd piss me off sometimes because she'd be on my ass about my outfit, you know? about wearing the right shit, you know?
Right.
And I'm like, JoJo, I just want to sit in my bed and do nothing. Leave me alone. But then, like, I'll get called out and I'd be late because I'd be getting dressed. And I'm like, damn it, JoJo was right. You know?
That's when men get the most pissed off, is when they're told to do something and then the woman's right.
Mm, yeah.
And generally that happens a lot.
Never.
So you bonded with JoJo the most?
Yeah, I'd say JoJo. Erin Jackson, I bonded with a ton. She was, like, the bunk next to me. Nick Viall and I got close.
Oh, yeah, Nick Viall's on it.
Bodie Miller. Like, those were probably the people I talked to the most.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now, with baby number 2 on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the #1 dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled NutrafoL.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Bleav Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
What were your thoughts on Tom Sandoval? Did you talk to him at all?
Yeah, I mean, he was the bunk to my right.
So what did you gather from him? An outsider who doesn't know much, keeps out of the drama. What are your thoughts?
I think Tom lives in Tom's world. You know?
Okay.
So Tom, first day, I'm like, I know Sandoval now. I'm like, so I'm kind of keeping my eye on this guy. I'm like, what is this guy going to do? You know, first day. Somehow his clothes and my clothes get mixed up. So I'm wearing like size smalls on everything.
Oh,
and I'm like trapped in my clothes. You know, I can barely like move my legs and anything. And he's wearing my stuff and he's like flapping his arms in the wind. You know?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that bad. But so he's like, yo, I think you have my clothes. Let's switch. I was like, thank God. Cause you know, so we go in the back and we're switching like in like a warm area. All of a sudden staff comes in. What the hell are you doing? Is this some country club y'all are in, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, damn, this dude already got me in trouble, you know? Like, he is just as bad as they say he was.
Bad as they say.
And then he got in trouble later because, like, he didn't listen about, like, the pouring the water with JoJo and all that. And they're doing, like, uptowns. So I'm like, damn, he just gets in trouble everywhere he goes, you know?
Wow, it's so interesting to hear your perspective on it because from his point of view, he was killing the game.
But let me go.
Okay,
me go.
Keep going.
But then, like, you get to see Tom around, you know, all of us. Tom was always helpful, was always helping people out. Like, he cared. And you can tell he gave his full effort. Like, he was a beast. I'm not going to lie. Like, he beasted these challenges. Like, he was very impressive when it came to all the missions, everything we did.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm actually not.
Wow.
He's never been my most favorite person, right? And just in my own journey of healing, I've had to let a lot go. Not only because it wasn't serving me, but just I'm not going to get in, like, I'll talk myself into a hole. But with him, he's always given a lot to, whether it's putting a costume together or if he's competing in something, like, small. I remember we played dodgeball for one of our seasons, and he freaking killed that. Like, he just knows how. When you take someone who went through what he went through, granted, he put it on himself, right? But the world turned against him. He was like public enemy number one. You mentally have to get right. He would go out and still play shows, knowing that people were going to boo him, hate on him, and still give a performance, even if it sounded like nails on a chalkboard. He fucking came in and did his thing. So that does not shock me that he showed up and killed everything he did.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think everyone needs to have their own belief in themselves like Tom does. You know, like Tom full-blown just goes and is in Tom's world and just goes for it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like a good thing and a bad thing, you know, because sometimes you don't have awareness for others, you know, and that could hurt you in team atmospheres and whatnot. But I'll give it to Tom. He laid it all on the line, and I can respect – what I love about the show is this show peels back all the layers and you get to see the real raw version of that person. We get to see it even more because we're living next to it every day, but y'all get to get a taste of it. And so I think everyone who goes on the show leaves the show a better person and they can reflect, like, because you do a lot of reflection. You do a lot of talking about what you've gone through in your past and there's a lot of growth when you leave. So I think, you know, I can say give everyone a chance on this show.
No, like I told you, I love it. And I'm going to go back to last season because that's the one that we've completed and I don't want to spoil anything. I don't want to get phone calls from, who was it, Fox, telling me that I done fucked up. Bravo's enough for me. I got enough on my plate. But when Jamie Lynn Spears, they had to do a water challenge and then they called her into the room where she talked to the coaches and she broke down because she has a fear of water. It takes her back to when her daughter was drowning and she had to save her. And it was like gut-wrenching. So I know how it works. Obviously, we don't get to see everything, but I can only imagine how much you guys have to break down to your very core to get through this.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that, and then you have to rely on each other. So, like, no matter how bad y'all may think Tom is in that world out here, in this world, I had to rely on him. And he had to show up, you know, or else we're pissed at him. The staff's pissed at him, you know. So you leave with a different respect for each other because you went through some shit together.
Yeah, and they don't even let you, or at least it seems from what I've seen. It's not like, I think Tara or Tara, did she say it? Tara Reid was the leader of the line in the second episode challenge. And it's not like they let the team members pass her. So she's struggling with her bag and she's up in front and they're in a line. And if she's going slow, everyone has to go slower behind her. So that's when Tyler
grabbed. You have to stay with the person who's the slowest?
Well, yeah, all of you?
It was great. It was like, I mean, because, like, you know, you got Tara, you know, leading the way. So I was like, I can go at this pace forever, you know. And then, so, like, it was always, but then once those people start getting eliminated, it gets tougher and tougher and tougher.
I'm sure. I also want to ask, because I just looked in my phone. So there's a shot in either first or second episode of a rat.
Jessica doesn't even walk in New York City because she's afraid of seeing a rat.
Oh, yeah, we had this one rat that we kept trying to catch.
That is fucking disgusting, and I take back everything. It was a goal to be on Special Forces of mine one day. That's not a goal anymore because there was a rat crawling on a boot, and they shot it. By the way, they had it. It was a shot.
Wait,
and
they shot the rat.
No.
No one's shooting anything. They got a shot from the camera.
They got a shot of it, and I freaked out immediately. So I need to know: was there just one rat?
So there was one rat that kept coming in and out, and we
how do you know it was,
like,
just one?
Well, we think it's just one, you know. But we tried to make it like we didn't have much supplies, so we like took tape and put it like, you know, tape or not tape, but like Band-Aids, and put like the sticky side up. So we're hoping we'll like step on it and catch it, you know.
And then just
I'm gonna pass
it
out.
And what would you do with it once you caught it?
We would have probably cooked it or something.
No. That's horrific.
I would have made Jack Osborne and like Bodie Miller, the dads of the group, handle it because I'd be where you are.
No,
running.
You just let him chill.
No, you're sleeping.
It's still like crawls on you. Like Bodie one time woke up because he thought he felt it. You know, like we all were paranoid because of it.
No, I'd be out.
Cuddle.
Don't put me underwater for 5 minutes. Make me crawl on the thing. But I see a rat. I'm out. I'm going home. Goodbye. That was wild. That was the wildest part of the entire show that I've seen so far.
That's crazy.
And it was 2 seconds.
That's
crazy.
That's the wildest part, yeah. Jessica.
No, it was 2 seconds of a rat crawling, and I said, I'm done. I'm out. I'm going home. Send me home. It was horrific. No, it was bad.
Jessica.
Anyway, but I'm at some point, I would like to talk about SNL. With you.
Oh, well, we were getting to that. That's in my notes. Let's leave it on the rat note. and venture in. You are the only person that's done SNL from Bachelor Nation with Kim Kardashian. Did you lose your goddamn mind? You seem so chill. Like, what were you even like doing it?
It was cool.
It was cool. Yeah, it was so relaxed.
He's chilling like this.
What did Kelsey, did you see Travis Kelsey's mom get in trouble the other day?
What?
She said something about, I was hanging out with Taylor Swift. It was okay, you know?
What a badass.
She's going to get dragged. Don't drag her.
So, yeah, Kardashians, it was okay. No, it was great. So I was literally at a wedding, the pre-wedding party Friday in South Carolina, got the call, and I'm like, this has got to be bullshit, you know? So I sent it to my managers at the time, and they're like, no, this is the real deal. Like, you should do it. I'm like, damn, well, I'm about to miss my boy's wedding, you know?
Who cares? He'll get married again.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I'm consulting, like, my really country friend and his wife, you know, like asking them for, like, you know, what I should do. And she was like,
you got to do it. It's Kim Kardashian.
No. She's like, Tyler, this is the biggest night of their life. This is their wedding. You can't miss this. This is going to be like their biggest moment. Like, you need to be here. No. And so I was like, damn, I feel bad.
But did you say 67% of people get divorced? So like, we'll be here again. Yeah,
I should have.
Just kidding.
And I was like, you're a trap. Get out of here. And so I went to my boy who's getting married. I was like, hey man, like I got invited to go do SNL. Like, I would have to miss your wedding. Like, what's your thoughts? He's like, dude, go.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, all right, cool, I'm out.
Yes.
Know? Yeah, always ask the dude, never ask the woman.
No, no, which I don't think the wife would have cared either, though. She was cool. Just my friend's wife, she's just so country.
Oh, they're always the worst.
So you found out right before, like how?
Like Friday.
Wait, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday before Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
That's how the week works, Jess.
But wait, how did you rehearse? I thought it was like a week of rehearsal. You had what, one rehearsal?
I had, yeah. It's like, we all have like very minimal lines.
Yeah.
What was so cool, like, we're in this like backstage room and it's all the cast members. And like, we're all playing poker with sugar packets. You know, I'm sitting there like playing with Amy Schumer, Chris Rock, like all these people. Like,
who are they? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. And, it's so funny because like these writers would come in and Chris Rock's like, no, 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 I'm going to say this. And Amy Schumer's like, I'm going to say that. And I'm just like, I'll just take whatever you give me.
I'll say whatever you wrote for me.
You know?
Can you imagine if he was like, yeah, no, 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 I'm going to say this. Did you meet Lorne? Lorne Michaels.
Oh, Lorne Michaels. No, he just spoke to all of us.
So you saw him though?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Didn't you go to a taping of SNL?
I sure did. I think it was the finale or whatever they call it. Yeah, it was great.
I bailed on it.
Michael Che's hot in person. Oh. So is Colin Jost. Woo!
What is the coolest thing you've done so far?
Oh, the coolest thing I've done.
And don't make it be something like move back to Jupiter, Florida. I feel like it's something that we could all be like, wow.
With how chill you are, what gets you going?
What gets you going?
I don't know. It's like, it's things that I'm like, damn, like even like the Saturday Night Live was cool. You know, it was like, damn, this is like the magnitude of what it was. And
yeah.
Kim Kardashian's episode, like sitting with Chris Rock, and like, you know, my dad was like, just give me Chris Rock's autograph, you know?
And I'm and
like,
did you?
I'm like, yeah. I was like, Chris, like, my dad's a huge fan. And he's like, and he wrote like, to dad, be cool, Chris, you know?
Oh, that's so cute.
And like on the script, you know, and I got a frame for my pops and everything. Like moments like that are cool. And like, so there's a few times like where I'm like, damn, I wish my mom could have saw that. And those are like the moments that, like, you know, even like Special Forces, like this is like, there was times where I wanted to go home, but this is the coolest shit I've ever done.
Yeah.
Like, we're ripping through helicopters through a mountain, like about to hit it, then we go up and we go over. I'm over here and I'm in the back yelling. Everyone else is cool shit. You know, I'm over here like, ah! You know, like there's just things throughout this whole experience that I've done. It's been amazing. You know, like I look at, we used to do like New York City runs back in the day, and there'd be like 300 girls at our runs, like that just left. It would be like 6 o'clock. They would like be running in their heels and their jeans and their you know. And I'm like, we run like 2 miles and like in Central Park, wow. And I it'd be like this. I'm like, this is crazy, you know. This experience has happened and my life has changed. And there's been moments like that for sure where I'm just like, wow.
I'm glad that you take a beat in the moment to realize how cool your life is, because I've noticed recently, and I've been this way for a while, where I treat my life like a to-do list, where I think about something and I'm like, let's just get it checked off.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to actively tell myself in this moment, like a couple weeks ago, I was on Capitol Hill and we were trying to get the Humane Cosmetics Act, you know, in front of Congress for co-sponsors. And I was so nervous because it's something I believe in tremendously. But I was like, I want it to go well and I just want to get it done because I was so nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And I did have to check myself and go like, this is amazing. Like, try to look around you and make a mental note of this to never forget that you were here, because there's going to be a day that in an hour from now, it's going to be over and you're going to wish, it's going to be an impeccable day and you're going to wish you would have sat back and said, this is amazing.
No, it's true.
So I'm thrilled that you're doing that, especially at you seem much older actually than 30, not much older, but mm-hmm. you seem very mature in the way that you carry yourself. And I'm happy at the age of 30 that you can take a step back from your life and realize how amazing it is.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've been blessed. Like I said, I was a kid who came from $200 and like a construction job dream, and you know, I just like went on this just for an adventure and fun, and just, and it's unfolded to so many things, and I think it's sped up what I was ever trying to do, you know. Like I'm back to doing what I was going to do anyways, you know.
Right.
And so to me, every time I get to go do a job in this industry or do something, to me, like, it's like exciting, it's great, I'm grateful. To me, it's vacation, it's to get out of what I do every day. And so it's an honor. Like, I love it. Like because I've been able to do things where I've been able to put my friends on, my dad on, my people. Like to me, that's like, if you can't share with the people you love, then what's the point?
What is the point?
Mm-hmm.
There is no point. put the family on payroll.
No.
Live the dream.
He says no.
No.
No. Tried that one.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Fire my brother.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sometimes it just don't work out.
Yeah, yeah.
So we do a thing on this show called the ache and relief of the week. So whatever is like the high point and whatever was kind of like the bummer. Do you want us to give you a minute to think about it?
Yeah, so is it, I guess it's Monday, so I got to think about last week, huh?
Yeah.
The ache and the relief of the week.
And it doesn't have to be intense. It could be like someone cut you off on the freeway.
No, I think, you know, I put myself under a lot of pressure with work, with everything I'm doing, you know. I'm in restaurants. I'm in a lot of these, you know, construction and all these things. And I get so stressed out about, you know, keeping it going, you know, I have employees that I'm responsible for now, you know, and I'm looking at some of the jobs right now. I'm like, I'm getting my ass kicked, you know, like I'm losing money on these jobs. I'm like, fuck, you know, and like last week I looked at like the bank account for one of the jobs. I'm like, this shit is not going good. And like, that was like a huge ache. I'm like, you know, I don't want to fire. I don't want to get rid of people. So it's like, how do I keep it going? And like, I think that's like the constant stress and like ache. It's like a every week ache, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like then like the relief to it was is like, oh, I got this job came through. So I was like, okay, well, I can take from here to cover up for this. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And a lot of these things that are hurting me right now are going to be like the things that are going to help me and propel me down the road. So I think it's like, I don't know. I'm excited for what's coming, but it's taking a lot out of me to get there.
Yeah, but like that's what makes things worth having, mm-hmm. like so great, right?
Yeah, like this past year, I put myself through like since 26 going on the show, it's been fun. It's been appearances, getting paid this, and doing social media this, and getting paid that, and like doing all these crazy fun things. But then this last year, I was like, I started a construction company. I wanted to put myself to the test. I did all these things, and I put myself to the test, and I'm paying for it. You know, it hurt and it was brutal, but I know. Like a year from now, it's going to be a different story.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
But you just have to keep plugging away at it.
You got a good attitude.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Same.
Jessica, is your ache the rat you saw in Special Forces?
No, but that should be. No, my relief is, and I'm so excited to share this. So everyone knows about my gold jewelry adventure. Looked through all my DMs. Thank you guys so much for the recommendations. Found Darling Gems. She sends me this. She sends me these.
Oh, damn.
She sends me this. She sends Lala. She sends me this. She sends Lala 1111. The jewelry is phenomenal. All $30, most $30 or less. And I just love it. And I want to thank her because that was so kind. I never expect, by the way, gifts. I was literally, truly looking for recommendations. But Veronica, I love you. You're a freaking angel. And my ache is going to be a little darker, a lot darker. But my ache is freaking... Israel, yep. Under attack by true terrorists. It's horrifying. Not going to get emotional talking about it, but I mean, obviously, it's something to get emotional about. It's horrifying. Mothers, children's families being held hostage. It's just these videos are heart-wrenching, and I believe it's happening, and it is happening, and we can't ignore it, and we just have to amplify it. But that's my ache of the week.
I share your ache.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, your ache as well.
If we get too deep into it, I will be sobbing on the floor.
Same.
So that is my ache. My relief. Oh, my relief is that I get to kind of have some alone time. And if I want to masturbate, I don't have to worry about my, you know, my.
Yes, honey.
Easton and my mom are headed to Utah. Bye. I'm about to have a hay day. Me, myself, and I.
Woo! We're getting hot. We're getting hot.
That is my... I'll miss you guys.
I'm but not going like, to miss you now.
Get the fuck out. What is your ache and
just
relief?
Just picture what your sister's doing while you're gone.
No, now I'm excited to get the
please don't.
Fuck out of here. Yeah. I'm excited to be two states away while you're vooting your ass off. I'm excited to go to Utah, and that's my relief and ache all in one.
So. Oh,
we're
makes
all
sense.
The same. Yeah. I dig that.
Yeah.
TC, it was the best time ever having you on the pod. You're looking gorgeous. We hope you and Bryn procreate.
Yeah, for
and
all
she
of
moves
us.
To Jupiter.
We gotta get her signed up for Jupiter, I guess.
We gotta get her signed up for Jupiter. Hey, you sold all of us. So yeah. I think that
I'll even put a good word in, and that's saying something.
All right.
I thought I was going to be fighting, but it's like, I'll bow down to you.
Oh, he's a guy's guy. You guys, I want to thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Give Them La La podcast. Tyler, where can we catch Special Forces?
Fox Monday nights at 9 or next day on Hulu.
Love it. Thank you guys so much. I love you. Drink responsibly on this hump day. We'll catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot.
But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.